We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here on this Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police arrest suspect in weekend hit and run that critically injured a woman.
Two.
12-year-old girl shot and critically injured in northwest Wichita.
One.
Vice President Harris visits Guatemala seeking to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Fog, the big traffic condition out there this morning. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport listed as about 6 miles out there. And just taking a look at the traffic cameras from the Kansas Department of Transportation, there's some areas where that fog is fairly thick out there. Make sure you keep the low beams on. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny and warm today with a high of 87 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer still. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees. Now cloudy with some fog, 68 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 6:47, Steve and Ted coming up a little over a half hour from now. We'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Tuesday mornings we talk with Pete, and this morning we'll talk with him around 7:35 right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Don Grant, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Morning.
You're getting around pretty well there, bud.
I am.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
We have some KNSS breaking news this morning. Southwest Airlines orders 34 additional Boeing 737 MAX aircraft.
I love it.
This is coming from Reuters. And the 737, how much of that is actually built by Spirit? The fuselage?
I think the fuselage and a lot of the cockpit, isn't it? Like, I think
at least 60 or 70% of that aircraft is built here.
Yeah, got to love that.
So 34 additional. They've got a bunch of them in the pipeline, but it looks like really good news for Wichita and for Spirit and for Boeing and the MAX.
Yes.
Back in the air.
And for Steve and Ted.
And for Steve and Ted, as always.
Yeah.
Everything's good. On Wall Street, investors continue to gauge the economy's recovery.
Stocks ending the day mixed after closing near record levels last week as investors continue to assess the economic outlook and supply chain problems. The Dow fell by 126 points, the Nasdaq higher by 67. Investors are focused on any sign that the Federal Reserve might consider pulling back on easy money policies that have supported the longtime stock market rally. Shares of drug maker Biogen soaring 39%. After the FDA said it approved the company's treatment for Alzheimer's. And meme stocks continued their volatile ride. AMC Entertainment climbed 15%, adding it to last week's gains. GameStop was up 13%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
U.S. consumer borrowing rose by $18.6 billion in April, fueled by a big rise in auto and student loans that offset a drop in credit card use. The April report by the Federal Reserve was the third straight month of strong increases in consumer borrowing. It followed a similar $18.6 billion increase in March. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Critical considerations for an early retirement.
Yes.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted and Jad.
And everybody.
And all those people bumping in tonight. Yeah. You know, many workers who are close to retirement have taken the steps to retire early because of the changes to their employment situation. incessant video conference meetings. Working from home and a lack of coworker interaction has workers considering getting out of the workforce altogether. Investment performance has helped fuel that decision as well. Many investors have seen their retirement investments grow dramatically over the past decade. That has given them the confidence to pull the ripcord now rather than when they would have traditionally retired. This is great, but it will take some careful steps to maintain. There's always the money tracker coming in and ruining it for you.
Yep.
A survey by the Employee Benefit Research Institute indicates that those ready for retirement typically have about 40% of their holdings in the stock market. The markets have been on a steady climb since the Great Recession of 2009. That doesn't mean that one should plan that to continue. There will be downturns that will require you to rebalance and perhaps reallocate your investments in the 20 to 40 years you may spend in retirement. Now, if you have crunched the numbers and come up with an annual income that you are confident can be supported, that can be supported by all income sources, please consider how inflation can affect those projections. If retiring before age 65, medical care will be a major consideration. Even with Medicare, copayments and premiums will be costly. The Employee Benefit Research Institute projects that a 65-year-old man will need about $73,000 in savings, and a 65-year-old woman will require about $95,000 for a 50-50 chance of having enough to cover Medicare premiums and prescription expenses.
Wow.
Now, remember that when you retire, you may be on a fixed income. If that income can't grow with inflation, spending power in retirement will be reduced every year. If you calculate the odds of success, you can still retire early. And I say, hey, go for it if you calc'd it out. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222. Ask for Don Grant.
Yeah, I look at it this way. I work at a good company, and we got a good 401k, and I think our medical insurance is probably as good as you can get in the market, you know,
for
an employer. Uh-huh. But I'm writing great big checks to doctors all the time.
Oh,
because
insurance
never covers what you pay for.
Of course not.
They give you a premium and say, okay, but they never quite. Yeah, that's a great racket.
Yeah.
But at any rate, the point is, one of these days I'm going to be on Medicare. I'm going to have to purchase the Part B and the Part C and all that crap. And you have a good point. Will there be enough money to even survive?
I think you're going to be fine. You've done steady Eddie. You've been slow and steady, and you've grown your retirements. You know, I don't know what you have, but I know it's. I'm sure it's. You've talked about it, and you're going to be fine.
And I've got billions and billions of
billions and billions.
Billions. Hey, can we talk about it a little bit? You're getting around so well.
Sure.
You had a little surgery the other day.
I did. I had.
This is the first time we've seen you in studio in a couple of weeks, anyway.
A week and a half, yeah. June 1st, I had a total hip replacement.
Mm.
Dr. Bargava, I got to give him a shout out. The guy's amazing. Just
right.
Amazing. But no, it's a pretty violent surgery. They cut off the top of your femur and they replace it. They stick a spike down the middle of it and glue it in there and then replace the cup. And
fortunately, you're asleep when this happens.
I was asleep when that happened. Thank goodness for Dr. Feelgood, who was there.
Yeah.
I apologize. I can't remember the name of my anesthesiologist. I only met him for a second.
Yeah.
But no, an amazing thing. After 4 days. 4 days, I was walking without a cane.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to two events. I mean, Saturday, I had it done Tuesday, Saturday night. I was out at Havana Nights at the Wagon Masters put on. And I'm not saying I wasn't boot scooting across the floor and I wasn't doing the splits or anything, but there's a little bit of pain, but it gladly has shifted from the point of from the joint.
To the
incision, which is healing quickly.
Did they go to the front of your?
They went in the front. It's called an anterior approach.
But can
it's
sort you of go the through front the back side. As well?
A lot of doctors still go through the back, and I don't know the decision making as to why to do that anymore.
Yeah.
But you cut muscle that way, and apparently the recovery is a little bit longer than the way they did it with me. But I am floored.
Wow.
I mean, I'm getting it's like literally 50% improvement every day.
Wow.
I mean,
good
it's just,
for you.
Just,
I mean, you know.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting back up on skis, and I hope to be hiking Mount Tulac in 4th of July. And
maybe you can fracture the other hip.
I will.
And we'll come and visit you in the home.
Yeah, maybe a
hey,
new,
I'm sorry.
Knee,
no,
an
really.
Elbow. And,
isn't it great what they can do, though?
It is amazing.
My wife had both her knees replaced, as you know, and she was up and going pretty quick, too.
Yeah, well, knees are a longer recovery than hip.
Yeah. Okay, today is, by the way, National Upsy Daisy Day.
Oh.
This is set aside to encourage you to face the day positively and to get up gloriously, gratefully, and gleefully each morning. About this time, somebody out there wants to slap me right in the mouth.
It's probably me.
Yeah,
Ted. I've never said that phrase in my life.
Ted is not an upsy daisy.
Upsy daisy. Yeah. Where does that?
Oh, it's nobody put it. It's just somebody made it up. But it's kind of fun to think about how you wake up in the morning, what kind of attitude you have. You know, do you always automatically think, "Oh my God, I have to face the world one more day," or do you say, "Hey, guess what? I get to go and be on the air with Ted Woodward." And I have Jad there, and Don, and Bill Roy.
Look at you.
I am Upsy Daisy.
Wow.
Every day.
Oh, wow.
Even on a Tuesday.
Upsy Daisy.
I think you're Downsy Pansy or something.
Could be. All right. Thank you, guys.
Before his coffee, he is. That's for sure.
Now you're getting close. 6:56 now. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Vice President Harris traveling to Central America. We have the story, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.